Welcome to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace Mollard. Hello Hello World is available wherever you stream podcasts. Please be sure to rate, share, and subscribe. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. On today's Local Business Love episode, I am chatting with Krista from What's Poppin' Popcorn Factory. What's Poppin' just recently opened a new storefront on September 4th. It's a lovely location with some other really cool creators inside. It's a must check out. I hope you learned something from this episode. Grab yourself some water and thanks for listening.
Yay!
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Yay, it worked.
Yay!
I have Krista here from What's Poppin', the most delightful popcorn factory in Windsor. Thanks for joining me, Krista.
Yeah, no problem.
Do I sound clear to you?
Yes, you do.
Okay, awesome. Other than popcorn, of course, I want you to tell us a little bit about like how you guys started. And I know you're a family run business, you, your husband, and you have a little one. But let us know how did What's Poppin' get started?
Okay. So, about 13 years ago, I met my current husband, and at the time, he had a little side weekend, project on the go, where he owned a kettle corn kettle, and he would go around to all the local festivals, like the Apple Fest, Corn Fest, Strawberry Fest, and he would set up with a tent and he would cook kettle corn on site. So he was a mobile vendor in the city. And then we just did that for many, many years, just selling kettle corn. And then about 2 years ago, we decided to venture off into some fun flavors. I think we started with dill pickle. And what else did we start with? Garlic parmesan. Anyway, there was just a few other flavors that we decided to try to see if it would work in the kettle. So we cook our popcorn in our kettle, and then he adds the seasonings to them, and the dill pickle took off like crazy. So what happened was we were just getting started with that product. We were going to start bringing it to the festivals, making it ahead of time and putting it in pails and bringing it with us. And then really the only thing that we can cook on site is still kettle corn. So we were going to start to do that. And then COVID started. Mm-hmm. So we pretty much had already purchased our seeds for the season. We had all of our festivals scheduled and we were ready to go. So now we were sitting on many, many bags, 50-pound bags of popcorn seeds. And we were sort of at a standstill. So our little weekend side project turned into our phone ringing off the hook and people coming to our house wondering how they can get popcorn. And because we park our popcorn trailer in our driveway, so everybody thinks we're a store. So we decided that we didn't really like that process. We didn't have a lot of privacy, so we had a storage facility. So in that same building where we're located now, there was an empty ice cream parlor, and we used to look in the window and think what a cool space that would be. And you know, we looked in that those windows for about a year, and then during COVID, we decided we need to move the popcorn business out of our house because we were doing online. So we pivoted from our festival world to just online, and on our website, we had our website redesigned, and oh my God, it got so crazy busy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that we decided to talk to our landlord, and she helped us open or get into that empty ice cream parlor and open our first store. So awesome. We did that last December.
Mm-hmm. And since then, you've even gotten more popping, if you will.
Yes. Yes. And since then, we outgrew that space quickly because my husband bought an ice cream machine. And all the neighbors that live in that area used to walk up to our store and say, oh my God, this used to be an ice cream parlor. It was called Hollywood Scoops. We love ice cream. You should get ice cream. So of course, my husband went and bought an ice cream machine. So we quickly outgrew that space because now we're a full-blown ice cream parlor and slash popcorn store. So we didn't have a lot of room for everything. So, yeah.
But the the ambiance, if you will, when you walk into it is very much ice cream parlor slash popcorn store. So, you guys have done a good job at creating his visual. I know we've spoken and he's a very visual person. And I had the pleasure today of checking out the new location opening in September 4th, which is so exciting. I'm so proud of you guys. Beautiful location. You have some beautiful also people that you'll be working with in there. Rare apparel, Marlena from Marcuterie and Dead Brand Dead. Brand
Branded.
Dead. Yeah. So I mean, congratulations on that. I look forward to seeing how much more successful you guys will get. And next year you're gonna need to buy a huge warehouse.
Well, my husband has his eyes set on the Holly or the video store that's across the street from our current store. He grew up in that neighborhood, so he loves all of those empty buildings that are around us. And that video store has been empty for a while, so that's quite a.
It has, yeah.
Well, we're in a 3-year lease, so we're where we are for 3 years. So at least we've got 3 years to set our sights on something bigger. So,
Yeah, and I
yeah.
it seems as history would say, you guys are just going to keep getting bigger. And like you said, your husband grew up in that area, right?
Yes,
So
on
it's a
Chilburn.
little yeah, so it's a little nostalgic to him to stay in his homeland, if you will.
And we will always stay in, we will always have a location in that area for sure. So,
Yeah, you're
yeah.
on let us know where your location is if anyone doesn't know.
So we're on the corner of Tecumseh Road and Moy. So we have we're in that same building. So the new store is at the front of the building, which our new front doors are going to be off Tecumseh Road. And the ice cream parlor is going to stay just the ice cream parlor. And that one is still 1395 Tecumseh Road East, but it's the rear unit. So for the ice cream parlor, the door is in the alley. And for the popcorn store, the door is on Tecumseh Road. So there'll be two separate stores, and the ice cream parlor will be shut down for the winter. So you'll only be using the Tecumseh Road entrance.
Okay, perfect. I want to talk a little bit about you spoke about the seeds. I'm already divulging information, but I read that what makes your popcorn more delicious and different is that you choose to use a mushroom seed as opposed to a butterfly seed. Is that
Yes, that's all we use. We don't use both kinds. We just use the one because we like that they pop big and round. That's why they're called mushroom, because they pop out like a mushroom. And
Okay.
they just hold the seasoning better, and they look nicer. We like them the way they look in our packaging, and they're a little bit more expensive, but we just like the quality. So we stick with that.
Okay. So that's why that is there's a difference there. And I didn't know there was a difference in seeds.
Yes, these pu the mushroom seeds are specific for popcorn making. Like
Cool.
you can use both, but this one is more of in the industry of like gourmet popcorn. This is the one that everybody
Okay.
uses. Yeah.
Okay, and it's an all natural GMO free.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great. People need to know, and that stuff is very important when you're choosing snacks for your family, right?
Yes, definitely. And we're local. We're very proud of that. And we buy we pivoted our purchasing to Canadian. So our new packaging is made in Canada, and
Lovely.
our seasoning is where our suppliers are in Toronto, and we have a new seasoning supplier in New Brunswick as well. So
Oh, that's really
we
great.
really pivoted to the Canadian market. Just you know what? We've all learned a lot of lessons through COVID and how we need to support our own, and we're really
Yeah.
proud of that. So,
Yes, you should be. Thank you for mentioning that because I think that's equally as important and just as important as the nutrition factor. That to me is important too. I like to support my own economy, if you will.
yes, definitely.
So,
Yes,
yeah.
I've learned my lesson on that one too.
Flavors. Let's talk flavors.
Oh.
Okay. You have a lovely lady manager working for you that creates a lot of flavors for you, correct?
Yeah, so she is our culinary specialist, actually. She was hired
Ooh.
last year, or sorry, at the beginning of this year to manage our gourmet collection. So she's a student from the culinary program at St. Clair College, and I'm an alumni from there. So I called over there and they helped me find her, and she came on board, I think in January, and she has created some new gourmet chocolate covered flavored popcorn. So when the weather cools down, we've got 7 gourmet flavors. If I can remember them all, we've got a cinnamon bun, which is our cinnamon sugar popcorn covered in white chocolate.
No,
it's so good. And we've got dark chocolate and sea salt, peanut butter, milk chocolate. She does a tuxedo where she uses white and dark chocolate together, and she drizzles. So it looks like black and white stripes on it.
Cute.
We've got, what else does she make? Oh my God, they're all so good.
No doubt. I bet. Yeah.
I don't remember them all, but yeah, she's got some new ideas for this year coming, but they're a winter cold weather product. Mm-hmm. It's a little too warm for us to make it right now.
Yeah. And as far as the flavors that you carry all the time, what can we expect on your shelves?
So we did a little March Madness contest recently to see what the city and Essex County thought of their favorite flavors. And
oh,
so
you did? That's
we
so
did.
Fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. We have about, I think, 20 to 22 flavors now, and we change things up and we create new ones sometimes.
Okay.
And so movie theater, which is the traditional what you get at the theater before they drizzle the wet butter on it, and our kettle corn were the two top favorite. Actually, they came in both neck and neck, and then I think the movie theater one. So
well, that's the one my son got today, and he loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got the dill pickle, of course, is one of the ones that people come out specifically for. It's really, if you like salty and tangy, that one is the one to go with. And then we started making some mixed flavors. So we do a cheddar pickle, which is our dill pickle and orange cheddar mixed together.
Oh, I didn't see that.
We do. My new favorite is the jalapeno dill, which is our dill pickle and our jalapeno mixed together. So it's like a spicy dill pickle, which is kind of fun. What else do we do with the dill pickle? I think that's it for that one. And then we have a new dill pickle flavor. It's called creamy dill. And it's very different than our original. It's more of a little bit softer flavor. It's not so tangy, and it's more like a white seasoning, like a powder seasoning. So it's almost like a sour cream and onion, but it's dill flavored.
Okay.
It's a more mild flavor. So that one's good too.
That sounds delicious. I'm a dill type of gal. So I'm a dilly gal. I didn't see those ones when I was there.
It's overwhelming. We've got lots
It was
of
a little bit over, yeah, overstim, but my kids were very happy with their choices. So
oh,
I thank
good.
You again for that.
Yeah.
Another thing I really want to talk about before we wrap it up is fundraising.
Yes.
So I know a lot of, you know, daycares and stuff have put out it, my personal that I've dealt with, I've purchased it through a daycare, say. But you can fundraise with you, correct? How do we go about doing that?
We can. So people contact us, and we have a fundraising program called Popping for a Purpose.
Okay.
So everybody's got a different purpose that they're fundraising for. And we set up an online portal for that particular fundraiser. So the company who's running, whoever, whether it's a sports team or a hospital or we do a lot with Children's Aid Society, whoever's doing the fundraiser with us books a week on our calendar. Mm-hmm. And that portal is given to them for them to promote on their social media platform. And so they're fully in charge of getting their own promotions out there. They share, they post, they get it on. And that portal goes to all of the people that are on their social media. All that person needs to do is click on the portal, and it takes them right into our website, right into our fundraising page.
Okay.
And that fundraising page, the customer purchases what they want, and it goes through with Poppin' for a Purpose for that particular fundraiser. And then we do all the work. We make all the popcorn. We pull all the orders. Every order is pulled with that customer's name. The organization then has either volunteer drivers that come and pick up all the orders. And at the end of the week, They normally schedule a 2-day delivery process. So their volunteers either deliver everything in 1 day or they take a 2-day period, depending on how big it is. And they deliver over all over Essex County. And it's just porch drop-off, COVID safe, touch-free. And then they get a portion of the proceeds from that fundraiser go back to the organization. So pretty much the organization does nothing. We do all the work, and all they do is promote with us through our portal.
Cool.
Yes, it's been very, very successful. A lot of our sports teams, our schools, our local hospitals, we've done a lot of fundraising in the city. So we're super, really, really proud of that we can give back,
Yes.
and help, especially during this time. So
Yeah.
we do suggest, though, if anybody's going to go that route, that they give us quite a bit of notice, because as of September, our fundraising calendar is booking very quickly, and there's we can only do so many at a time,
Yeah.
because we have to manufacture all the product that goes with that fundraiser. So it's got to be on the calendar, and it's not something that's last minute. It's got to be sort of set up,
Planned. Well,
planned.
that's just another thing that I want to like focus on as far as, now meeting you and seeing your spot and now talking to you more personally. The organization and the vision for this company is so played out so nicely, and everything is so organized and everything has its place. And you would think that running a company you'd have to be this organized, but I've dealt with companies that are far, far less regimented. I just think there's something to be said about how your and your husband's visual has come to light, and it's so well organized. So I applaud you for that as well.
Well, I have to say, it's probably 98% my husband and 2% me. So I'm on board for the ride, but it's truly 100% his baby. And I left my career last year to join his venture, and it's 100%. I'm so proud of him for everything that he's
Yeah.
done. So yeah. Yep,
Yeah,
he
that's
created it.
lovely.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
He
Make
did.
sure you tell him that for me,
I will for
please.
sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for chatting with me today about this great business, and I can't wait to see how much more successful you'll be, and I will be there to buy some apparel and definitely some charcuterie boxes and some popcorn.
Yes, for sure.
before I let you go, we could just chat a little bit about. I'm going to for sure add rare marcuterie and brand dead in the description of your episode. But if you could do me a favor and maybe shout out another local business that you think we really need to be following these days.
You know what? I meet so many wonderful vendors down at the market. We do the Downtown Windsor Farmers Market, and there's one that really catches my interest, and I'm going to tell you who it is because they have an amazing product. They're called Snow Peak Cold Brew, and they're a Windsor company, and they're new, and they make a bottled cold coffee and cold tea product. And I'm actually hoping to bring them into our store. We just have to figure out the refrigeration part of that product, but it's an amazing product. So if you get a chance to speak with them, lovely people and great marketing, beautiful packaging and product, and very impressed with this with their
Okay.
stuff. Yeah.
Perfect. I will definitely be adding them, and I'll add their information in the description of this episode once it's released. That rang true to me because coffee and tea are my life. I love black coffee and tea.
Yes, and it's a nice cold summer drink. I find that a lot of the product we sell in our store is very for the sweet tooth, and I don't always have that, so I'd prefer
Same.
a nice cold coffee drink rather than a milkshake, right?
Same,
So
agreed.
I want to have some other products in the store that are more friendly to everybody.
Well, see, you're part of the visual too,
right? I'm trying to convince him.
Give yourself some credit, Miss Krista. You've done a great job.
Thank you. Oh, one more thing I forgot to mention with you. We do gift baskets and corporate gifts. For the holiday season or any of that kind of thing. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, baby showers. We do favors, popcorn, you know, favors for different events and stuff like that. So, you know, if anybody needs anything like that, we have that too.
So you're just a basically a jack of all trades of a company. I love it.
Yes.
Love it. Well, it's been so great to connect with you, and I will be speaking to you in the future very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Candace. I appreciate your time and talking with us today too.
Well, thanks, Krista. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks. We'll talk to you later. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.